You're listening to audio from the Cathedral Church of the Advent. Find out more at adventbirmingham.org.
Good morning. By way of an extremely brief introduction, I would like to tell you that my wife, Gray, and I have been members of the Advent for about 50 years. Our children were born here, Sunday school here, confirmed here, and our grandchildren, five of them, have followed that same path, which gives us great pleasure. To me, stewardship is easy to understand and embrace when you look at the totality of what God and the Advent bestow upon each of us daily. And when we give our time and money to the Advent, we allow the Advent to continue to be the beacon it has been for 150 years of kindness and love and joy, peace, selflessness, generosity, faithfulness, self-control, and all those types of things which are so good and that are so important and are advanced so well by the Advent. And when I talk about the totality of everything that it does, let's start at the first. What am I talking about, totality? Let's start with the sanctuary. When I come in here in the mornings, it's a beautiful sanctuary. I'm immediately calmed. I feel more secure. I'm at rest. Gray and I sit basically on the same rear pews back there on the lectern side here we have for those 50 years. I like the seat. I like to look up at the stained glass window and check on my buddy Sibley Paul King, who was born in 1860 and died in 1940. Just make sure Sib got through the week okay, and that's good. Check on him. We have this magnificent choir director and organist. We have this magnificent choir. We have all this music. We have this wonderful preaching and teaching by Craig and Tom and Jay and Adam and Cameron and I'm sure others that we enjoy. And there's the fellowship that goes along with that, which is just so important. And then go through the doors in the Clingman Common and you go into the heart of the Advent. And it's not just the administrative stuff and the financial stuff that all large organizations have to go through, but it's what's really going back there that's happening. It's the newcomers class. It's the Sunday school class. It's the adult education. It's the Advent school. It's the outreach. It's the pastoral care, which Craig Small is one of the best pastoral care people in the entire Episcopal Church. It's the small groups. It's the youth ministries. It's the mission, outreach, small groups, Bible studies, on and on, the Lenten speakers, the Lenten lunches. It just, the effort that is put forth for all of this stuff to bestow upon us is just amazing, and it is appreciated, and we are very fortunate. I'm going to close with a short reading from Mark 12, verses 41 through 44. Jesus sat down opposite the place where the offerings were being put and watched the crowd putting their money in the temple treasury. The many rich people threw in large amounts. But a poor widow came and put two very small copper coins worth only a fraction of a penny. Calling his disciples, Jesus said, "I tell you the truth, this poor widow has put more in the treasury than all of the others. They all gave out of their wealth, but she, out of her poverty, put in everything, all she had to live on." And finally, David Zoll has, a pertinent commentary on this passage. And he says, in today's passage, Jesus commends a widow's sacrificial generosity. Small as the amount itself may be, the gift comes at a cost to her very security. Whether we all would give so freely and fearlessly. Who is the most generous person you know? What would others say a word to describe you? Do you find it easier to be generous with your money or with your judgments? The widow's mite is more than a picture of Christian charity. It is a picture of how God gives, of the generosity he not only endorses, but embodies. Jesus is, as Francis Spufford put it, what it looks like to love deliberately and without self-protection. Our God is not stingy. He holds nothing back not even his blood. We are his children after all. As the Advent passes 150 years of ministry, I am grateful that so many people before us have given their time and money in the service of God, and I am grateful that we continue to give and see that as the fresh spirit as a result. Thank you.